Hey, good morning, my friends. One of the virtues that we are trying to cultivate during this period of time on the Jewish calendar, during and through the 40-day challenge, is sensitivity to our fellow human being. We know that Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which is the month we're in, the challenge that we're taking together, stands for Anila Dodiva Dodili, I am for my beloved is for me. It's a beautiful verse that speaks about the intimate relationship that we're trying to forge with God as we get closer to the high holidays. But there's another less well-known acronym, Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanot L'Evyonim, that the word Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, stands for Ish L'Re'ehu, one man for his friend, U'Matanot L'Evyonim, and gifts to the poor, which refers specifically to giving charity, but more generally, to intensifying not only our prayers and increasing our Torah study to develop intimacy with God, but how critical it is during this period of time to become sensitive, to help our colleagues and those around us during this time, digging into our pockets, giving more charity, and just being more sensitive and thinking about, of course, what our brothers and sisters in Israel are going through. And the theme of this particular chapter is finishing what we start and remaining sensitive to those whose dreams have been cut off, right? You can think about, unfortunately, all of the hostages and all of the other young men and women whose lives were taken, who really gave their lives in order to protect the Jewish people during this time, all of their aspirations and dreams and hopes that were dashed at such a young age and didn't get the chance to really finish what they started. I mentioned in the chapter, and it's actually mentioned this week's Parsha, that there are three individuals that are singled out who are exempt from combat. First, someone who's built a home but hasn't yet lived in it, someone who's planted a vineyard but hasn't yet redeemed it, and third, a man who became engaged to a woman but has not yet married her. And the Torah says that each of these three individuals are exempt from military service. Why? Lest the person die in battle, and then the person who built a home will have to endure someone else inaugurating it, the man who planted a vineyard will have to suffer someone else redeeming it, and the man who's engaged to a woman will have someone else marrying his beloved. Now, why are these three individuals singled out? I mean, we should be concerned with the loss of any human life. Why are these three types of people, someone who builds a home but hasn't moved in, who plants a vineyard but hasn't redeemed it, one who's engaged but hasn't married, how come they're more worthy of a military exemption than anyone else? And I quoted my dear friend Rabbi Ari Berman, who's the president of Yeshiva University. He suggested because it's more distressing to have someone's life cut short after working so hard to build something, but before they're able to actually enjoy the fruits of their labor. War is always awful, but it's even more sorrowful to lose something that you've spent a lifetime building, whether it's a business, it's a home, or it's a relationship. And that's what we're supposed to develop, a sensitivity, a general sensitivity to human life, but to further emphasize the difficulty in losing something that you've worked hard for. And that's something we're supposed to try to, during this period of time, just really as much as we possibly can, to be there for anyone who has lost a loved one, whether it's during this war or it's not, and to try to go out of our way and ask ourselves who within our orbit, within our, as we say in French, Dalet Amos, in our four paces, is in need of some love and support and some extra consideration. And what can we do? I know this war has gone on for 11 months, so people get a little burnt out. But what are we doing? How are we supporting our brothers and sisters in Israel? Are we scheduling a trip to go visit and to continue to give charity, to do what we can to support the IDF and the families who have lost loved ones? I posted on this chat a few weeks ago an amazing organization called Widows of Warriors. My friend, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild, is collecting money specifically for the many widows who have unfortunately been created during this war. I can post that link again for a lot of the newcomers that came on, but extremely, extremely important. And one last idea before we close, and that is finishing what we start. Such a value, and it's something that we can do, those of us that are blessed not to be in harm's way, to make a concerted effort to try to the best of our abilities to finish what we start. And maybe we can do this as a sort of zechut, as a merit for those who couldn't finish what they start. The Talmud tells us, Hakol holech achar hachitum, that everything follows the end, the result. The general principle is that we follow the conclusion of the blessing. We know how frustrating it was to be able to have that cut off. But if you can really, finish what you start, whether it's this 40-day challenge and remain committed or whether it's some promise you made to a friend. What is it that we make a commitment to doing? Let's get it done. Let's finish it up, so to speak. The Mesilas Yesharim, one of the great Bali Musar, the Ramchal, wrote that if a deed appears good, but the consequences or the circumstances are bad, or if a deed appears not so good, but its consequences are good, everything should be decided by the final outcome, the consequences, the fruits of our labor. So at the end of the day, our actions are really the culmination of the process. And therefore, as we embark on this journey to improve our lives over these 40 days, let's not fall into that statistical majority who start with goals but never complete them. We know that we don't gain muscle. I've said this many times. When we go to the gym right after the New Year's resolution on January 2nd, January 3rd, January 4th, but by continuing to go on a random Tuesday in October, right? That's finishing what we start. And if we can do that and pick something, whether it's this 40-day challenge or any other mitzvah that we're going to see it through, let's do that lezecher nishmas as an elevation for those who couldn't.